This is Do One Thing's local music spotlight on C89.5.
My name is Lynn.
My name is Eric.
And my name is Chase. And we're from The Crying Spell, a group here in Seattle.
Throwing down real quick a sample of your current single, Never Before. So The Crying Spell has a new album, Spectrums of Light.
Well, it's actually a concept album. I think that's why it took so long to put together. We've color-coded the whole record, and that's why it's called Spectrums of Light. So we have the first three songs are called The Awakening, and they have to do with, you know, awakening yourself, and the next set is Embrace the Rising, and that's the color yellow, and that has to do with the color of sun and newness. Then we go to red, which is Power by Design, which is kind of the color of anger and fire, and then Lust Enigmatic, which is green, and that's the color of nature and creation, and then the Purification, which is blue, the color of water and cleansing. And so it makes the rainbow. And so all the record is all kind of has these color sensitive feelings to them, maybe similarly to what you would see on a chakra, and how that relates musically, I think it is relative to everybody, actually. I think this is the most universal record we've ever done.
One of the things you're passionate about is being an individual, and you project that in the music. Tell us more.
I think when it comes to the way the record expresses individuality is we wrote songs about living in the moment. A lot of it was about taking into the now and sharing in relationship and humanity and the soul that kind of creates oneness that we have universally across the planet, not just in your own backyard. And so as we toured over in Europe on the different occasions, that inherently became part of our music. I think that we get trapped in this modern American, I guess, corporate trap, if you will. I don't have any other words for it. It's very easy to get caught up into working your day job, going to work from 9 to 5, and making a dollar so you can make your car payment that'll get you back to your job so you can, you know, go back home, and you don't really experience, you know, and you aren't being who you are supposed to be as a soul. That's one thing that I think is very cool about the EDM community. You see so much individuality expressed in the way that they're dressing and the community and dance. I mean, you can take 10,000 people, you know, at Paradiso and everyone is together in oneness. For music, simply for music, and that music is combining all these people that are living their daily lives and providing them some form of escapism.
If you want to see some listener suggestions on individuality, go to c895.org/one thing, and more info on The Crying Spell at c895.org/local music.